whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. Truly, it's a wonderful privilege to bring to you the Word of God. In the past, boats were made of wood. I've been in a replica of one of the ships that Columbus used in the discovery of America. The Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria were the names of the three ships. They were made of wood. As time went by, they began to use steel and iron ships. In the beginning, a number of these ships were wrecked on an island in the Caribbean. Over time, they discovered the problem. This island in the Caribbean had a high concentration of iron, and the ships were drawn to the iron in the mountain as if by a magnet. They were attracted. There was a pull. If the captain was not aware of this attraction and unconsciously got too close to the island because of the attraction, the result was disaster, especially at night. Today, many people are being attracted to something without realizing the danger. Something is exerting an attraction that could end in disaster. Jesus illustrated this danger to us in Luke 12:12-21. One of the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who has made me judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Be on the lookout and be aware of every form of covetousness. For though a man has abundance, his life does not consist in his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a certain rich man had yielded much. And he thought to himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have nowhere to store my crops?' Then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, have fun.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night they claim your soul, and now for whom will it be what you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" Why did God call this man a fool? His neighbors, his friends, and his family would have said just the opposite. They would have said he's so successful. They would have said, "We envy this man. He is so, so successful. He may have been named the businessman of the year in his town." But why did God call him a fool? God called him a fool. The reason is this man forgot some things that are very, very important. Number one, he took it for granted that he was going to live for many more years. "And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years." He did not live another day. When he thought he would live for many more years, that night he died. How many years do you have left? How many do I have left? How many days do we have left? Or how many hours do we have left? We don't know, and today could be the last day of our lives. My mother went to the hospital for an operation, and she died the very next day. We weren't expecting that, but she was gone the next day. This man was not prepared for death and for eternity, and God called him a fool for this. My friend, are you prepared for death? Are you prepared for eternity? If you died today, where would you go? What would be your destiny? Number two, the man thought that the most important thing in life is money, because money makes it easier and possible for us to do many things. Without money, I can't do many of those things. And the man said, and I will say to my soul, you have many goods laid up. I knew a rich man many years ago who was diagnosed with lung cancer, and he lasted for 2 months. In the last weeks of his life, he cried like a child, and he had $8 million. Money could buy him a good doctor, but not health. It could buy him material well-being in his last days, but not security. It could buy him a good coffin and a good funeral, but not forgiveness and eternal life. So the man died, and he died in his last days crying because he had forgotten about the most important thing. Number three. And I will say to my soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, have fun. He thought that life was about eating, drinking, having a good time, and resting, and being able to carry out one's desires. This is not life. It is an existence, but not life in its fullness. I have some cows. I have a bull that eats well. He rests. He has 30 female cows for himself. But it's an existence, not life. Jesus said on another occasion that a person's life does not consist in the abundance of the goods he possesses. I've told here before, we had a dog one time in Spain that weighed 50 kilos. We lived in an apartment and took him to the beach to exercise many times. He liked the water, and running there for a while on the beach, he would go into the sea and drink. I saw him there in the water drinking, and I understood something that he did not understand. He thought he was quenching his thirst, but really, by the salt in the water, he was only increasing his thirst and his dissatisfaction. That water could not quench his thirst. It was salt water. He thought he was quenching his thirst, but he was not. Eating, drinking, and enjoying and resting cannot satisfy the deep longings of the human heart. They can bring momentary happiness, but not true or lasting happiness, because a human being is more than a body or an animal. God has made us for himself, and the heart of man is restless and dissatisfied and empty if it does not find its satisfaction and rest in God. Number four, this man's focus was wrong. It was on I. What I will do, my crops, this I will do. I will tear down. I will build other barns. I will store my grains and crops. I will say to my soul. The center of his life was himself. My friend, what is at the center of your life? What does your life revolve around? His was self, me, my, and mine. He had totally forgotten God. Recently, a well-known Chinese acrobat fell from the top of a skyscraper. He was 26 years old, and he was up on a skyscraper 62 stories high. He was going to win $15,000 for climbing this skyscraper. He had more than 1 million followers and 300 videos of his exploit. He defied the heights without wearing any safety equipment. and he fell, and he died. He had forgotten about the most important thing, security, and he paid for it with his life. My friend, have you forgotten God? Only in him is there true security. Only in him will we find true satisfaction and happiness. Will God call me a fool when I die? There's time to rectify. I can repent. I can ask for forgiveness. I can give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid for my sins on the cross when he died. I can come to him today. My friend, yes, we need money to pay our bills. We need money to buy food. We need to work to earn money to pay for the certain necessities of life. There's nothing wrong with earning money. But the problem for this man was that was his focus. That was where he was. That was what he was living for. And he thought with money he was going to be happy. He thought with money he was going to live for many years and be able to do the things that he wanted. He thought that he would be secure because he would have money to get a good doctor, to do whatever he needed to do. But God called him a fool. He died that very night. He wasn't prepared for eternity. My friend, are you letting the search for money turn you aside from that which is the most important thing? A relationship with God, eternal life, the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus on a cross paid for you. Jesus on a cross assumed your guilt, and he died in your place. Today, God calls you to turn from your own way, to turn back to him, to ask him for forgiveness, to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, and to trust him as your Lord and as your Savior. Only God can meet the deep longings in the heart of man. Material things cannot satisfy spiritual needs in the heart of man. Man is more than just an animal. Man has a soul, and man can only be satisfied with the true relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, I beg you today, repent of your sins. Turn from your own way in sin. Turn back to God. Ask him forgiveness. Give him thanks for the Lord Jesus who died for you on a cross. Surrender your life to him in faith and receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and as your Savior. The heart of man is restless, and the heart of man can never find true rest until his rest is found in God. God has made man for himself, and man can never find true satisfaction, true happiness, and true rest outside of a relationship with God. My time is gone. Thank you for having tuned in today to the Living Waters broadcast.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.